Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now, glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those who you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words that you gave me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. This is eternal life, that they should know you." And these words that Jesus speaks, they really illuminate the summit of the Christian faith. In today's gospel, Jesus talks a lot about being glorified, not only glorifying God the Father, but asking to be glorified himself as well. And it may seem at first like a selfish or vain thing to ask for glory for yourself. But the thing that we see in Jesus' life that he did so well is lead people back to the Father. Everything he said, did, every interaction he had with another person, it pointed them back to the source of their being, the love of God. He wanted nothing more than for every person to know God and to be in heaven with him. And Jesus, throughout his life, was placed in positions where he was elevated. He was glorified, in a sense, and he was placed in front of people. But later in this passage, we hear him say something cool about that. He says, "Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave me, I have given to them. They accepted them and truly understood that I come from you." So we see that Jesus, in being glorified, he actually led every person he encountered back to the source of glory. And Jesus can be the greatest example for us of what it looks like to live a life that points people to the love of God. That this is eternal life, that they should know you. When we lead people to knowing God, we lead them closer to heaven. And I think, friends, that there's a challenge for us in this today. Because at the end of the passage, what does Jesus say? He says, "Now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world." He passes the baton to us. He wants us to live in the same way he did, glorifying God in all things. I know what you might be thinking, "Abby, I live a pretty ordinary life, right? I'm not the savior of the world." Or at least that's what I used to think when people told me that I was called to be like Jesus. But here's the thing. There's a lot of places where each one of us has been glorified in a sense, whether it's by using the gifts and talents we have, or by the way we're a friend to other people. Maybe it's in our achievements or our great personality. Maybe we've been glorified by being given a family to lead and to guide. We've all been given a space where we can use our gifts. Now, these gifts are all things that ultimately come from the Father, and every day we have the opportunity to choose whether we will glorify ourselves or glorify God in using them. I've seen this in so many ways in my time as a missionary here at Damascus, because as leaders at camp, we're raised up in a lot of different ways with the campers that we serve. We get to spend time with them. We get to use our gifts as missionaries to give talks, to lead worship. to play games and have the best time ever. But I know too well the weight that that carries in our campers' lives. And every day, I pray and I ask the Lord how He can be glorified through the gifts that He's given me to lead these young people back to knowing Him. And this is a mission He gives us. And I encourage you all to spend some time this morning thinking about what gifts you've been given and to ask the Lord this morning how He wants to use your gifts in your day, every day, to bring Him glory. Jesus, I pray that You would show each and every one of us this morning all of the ways that You've called us to bring You glory in our everyday life. This has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. Once again, I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs we offer, visit us at damascus.net.